today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris is taking on his best possible trickster voice for this. You know, because remember, Chris is the trickster. He's stalking tricksters. He's going to be stalking cattle too soon. And we'll have a steak dinner with him next week. But anyway, okay, so we're talking about Fred Crispin's background. Was he in the military at all? What?
Yeah, he was. He fought in World War II in Korea. He was one of those reactivated vets, like my dad, actually. He fought in both. And he belonged to the OSS. But his stories, though, his war stories, originally appeared in pulp magazines that were published by Ray Palmer. And that's almost a whole other lecture about what Ray Palmer was doing, creating a whole legend of these underground creatures called the Deros.
Of course, we've done a lot of discussions on Shaver, the Shaver mystery, because you know I knew Palmer and Shaver. You know that, right?
You did, right? Yes, right.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. Crispin was part of that. Crispin wrote letters to Palmer that he published, before Maury Island, in which he said he got shot in the arm with something that seems very eerily like a laser before the laser was ever invented, and it bore a little hole in his arm. You know, he had two or three letters, and so that's the second place where you see Crispin. The first place is actually in an issue of Harper's Weekly, where they're doing a report on the world's first science fiction convention, and lo and behold, the guy they talked to is Fred Lee Crispin. So that's kind of where he enters the picture. He's already like a science fiction fan, already kind of oriented toward ideation that involves, you know, aliens and that kind of a thing. And he's not actually even a direct witness of the Maury Island case. He comes in later. He was not on the boat with Harold Dahl. Dahl went to tell him because supposedly he owned the boat. But that's not what the historic record says. It says the boat was owned by Harold. So he comes down like the next day and he sees yet another saucer. So that's how he's kind of shoehorned into this. And that's all really kind of fishy.
Of course, I keep worrying here. How did all this, the involvement with saucers, the possible assassination of these investigators by causing that plane to crash, and then dovetailing it into the Kennedy assassination, I'm still, I guess, a little dim about that.
Okay, well, that's part of the reason why I try to emphasize this notion of coincidence, which, you know, there used to be a thing about things are either cock-ups, coincidences, or conspiracies. But it just seems to, I think, defy anybody's common sense that it's some kind of coincidence that this guy Crispin was involved in really the first UFO case in the late 40s and the Kennedy assassination. That's just a coincidence?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what he did in the Kennedy assassination in the sense of who were his bosses. Who hired him to perform that murder? Who hired him back in the 40s to cause that plane to crash? The question is not so much who he was. He may have been just the guy who happened to do the dirty work, but who made him do that dirty work?
Well, yeah, just the trigger man, really. But when you consider the span of time there, the long-term durability of this, then you begin to understand the extent of whoever those people were, whoever his bosses were. They're around in the 40s. They're around in the 60s. And the point I was about to make before was that his business partner in the 70s was a man named Marshall Reconosciuto, whose son, Michael, became the main witness to Danny Casolaro. And it's a very big, important part of this thing called the Octopus Conspiracy. That was a book that I wrote a number of years ago, Octopus and the Secret Government and the Death of Danny Casolaro. And the Octopus Conspiracy is all about the Promise software. And the most advanced technology we have, the thing that's, you know, driving Skype right now. And, you know, this is...
Wait a minute. Is that why we had problems connecting with you on Skype.
I try to keep one step ahead of them, but.
Well, Ken, why don't you, for some of our first-time listeners who may not be up to speed on what the Promise software was, why don't you give us a quick thumbnail sketch of how important this particular backdoor software was and how it could have really changed world events.
Well, it did change world events. It was developed actually as part of Operation Phoenix in Vietnam and came into full flower under a company called Intlaw. The idea is that it has backdoor access. It was sold basically illegally to not by the people who created it, but by this guy, this Reagan functionary guy named Earl Bryan. Sold it to, like, the Canadian Mounted Police, Mossad, ISI, all of the secret agencies around the world bought this Promise software, which has this fantastic extrapolation capacity. You feed it data, and it can tell you what's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and that kind of thing. So, but in the process of selling that to people, they sold it with a back door, which allowed our central intelligence agency, and I don't want to call it the CIA because I think the CIA is probably just some kind of division of whatever the heck you want to call that big agency, gave us the capacity to spy on every one of the other spy agencies and totally centralizing covert control of the planet, really.
And you know what? Before you go on, are you familiar with a TV show created by Jonathan Nolan, brother of Christopher Nolan, the Batman Dark Knight guy, called Person of Interest About the Sky, who's invented this all-knowing computer, and he uses the back door for it to predict that crimes are going to happen, and he hires his former CIA hitman to help him protect those people. Person of Interest.
I don't know. I've never heard that one. That's very interesting. When did that come out?
That's on CBS. It's a
brand new show. Really popular.
Oh, it's current. Oh, it's a current show.
It is a current show. It runs every Thursday night, gets good ratings in its second year. And like I said, Jonathan Nolan, brother of Christopher Nolan, is the creator and executive producer, along with J.J. Abrams, who's the guy, of course, who did the Star Trek reboot and is now doing the next Star Wars film, that kind of thing.
But right, he's Fringe, right?
Yeah, he's Fringe. J.J. Abrams is Fringe and Alias and Felicity and all those shows.
But well, in Lost, Lost was his real first big show. And,
right. And the guy from Lost, Michael Emerson, one of the stars of Lost, is the star, one of the stars of Person of Interest, along with Jim Caviezel, who also played Christ in the Mel Gibson movie.
Okay, very interesting. That's interesting. Well, no, I've not heard of that. I only... Because of all the travel and the writing I do, I don't get to watch as much television as I want. I'll tell you what, I did see a program on the Sci-Fi Channel just last night called Continuum.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes. It's a Canadian TV show, and it's about... Explain to everybody what Continuum is about, because I kind of like the show.
Well, I kind of think that there's a scary premise underneath it all, because the cop is this woman from the future, but the future is where they've suspended all human rights, and these people who they characterize as terrorists are actually protesting this extraordinarily oppressive government. So she represents, you know, she's supposed to be a good guy, although she represents an authority that is just terribly oppressive. So what is the message they're trying to send out there? And the protesters, of course, are the evil terrorists. So I kind of wonder about the, and like I said, I only saw like the first two episodes last night, so I can't really say too much. But
okay. Anyway, we were going back into this computer back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and the only reason I mentioned it was because once you talk about a computer to spy on other people or agencies, I think a Person of Interest, which is the omnipotent computer.
Right. It reminds me of a joke. If you feed a computer like that the question, is there a God? And the answer comes back, there is now.
Well, as we depend more and more on computers, I could think that the world that exists, where the corporations take over in 2070, whatever, in Continuum, I don't see that being far off the track. It sounds frighteningly real. You know what's frighteningly real here, folks? To even say frighteningly three times fast backwards. We have Ken Thomas, Parapolitics and More, The Kennedy Assassination, UFOs, with Gene and Chris, and that means you're in
the Paracast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Wow, talking about synchronicities. You know, all these connections, and we have to take a look now at one core fact, which is, let's get into the Kennedy assassination because there's so many other subjects to talk about. With the Kennedy assassination, are we suggesting, Ken Thomas, that the military or intelligence people were involved in his death? Was it organized crime? Was it all of the above?
Well, yeah, the organized crime people, those are just the people you hire to pull the triggers. But yeah, and it seems to be pretty clear that it's a product of the military-industrial establishment, that Kennedy had offended in any number of ways, primarily trying to de-escalate the war in Vietnam, which was a real threat to defense contractors at the time. So that had to be stopped.
It also shows Johnson being implicated, because what was one of the first things Johnson did when he took over? He escalated
the
war in Vietnam.
About Vietnam.
Right. So yeah. He made up for whatever Kennedy did wrong.
That's right. That's right. And at the time, of course, you know, Johnson's known as a great reformer in the world of civil rights. You know, he's the one that has helped African Americans to be treated better as citizens, and all of that, of course, was also, you know, that had been initiated by Kennedy, and because he'd been martyred in such a way, there was such an initiative that provided that helped the whole civil rights movement to happen, and Johnson was kind of, I wouldn't say orchestrating it or engineering it, but he was the beneficiary of that kind of social reform. And so people who were not inclined to think in terms of conspiracies or who shot who kind of look of, you know, Johnson as a liberal hero in history.
Yes, but he was also a political operator of the first degree. He knew where all the bodies were buried and used that to leverage his influence on them.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm not suggesting that I believe that Johnson was some kind of liberal hero. I do believe that he had his connections to the assassination, and I think the advances that blacks have made in this country have more to do with Kennedy's martyrdom than Johnson's bureaucratic finesse. Johnson and my great aunt dated for a while. My great aunt, Helen Gehagan, who ran against Richard Nixon in 1950 for the Senate seat of California.
And Nixon demonized her.
As pink down to her underwear, the pink lady. She was also the immortal goddess in the movie She in the 1930s.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
you got a wacky family, I'll tell you. But, you know, let's get back to this here. Okay, so we know that we have here something that more and more people realize should be investigated, but with the passage of time, don't you think it's just going to fade from our consciousness, except for a few of us conspiracy theory buffs?
Well, this is the big year, right? This is the 50th anniversary. And if we can't get anything done this year, then no. But, you know, striving after the absolute answer to it all maybe isn't the best thing. There was a great movement, again, after Oliver Stone's movie, and many files were released. We learned many, many things. There's just many, many more to learn. So I do know that the group that you need to pay attention to is this committee on political assassinations, John Judge's group in Washington D.C. There's some kind of clampdown that they expect to do in Dallas. They don't want protests the kind of protests that COPPA has done, for the last couple of decades. And John Judge, who runs the group, is I know he's in discussions with the mayor there to see what he can do about it, but there's already a problem. And in November of this year, and I will be there, it will be probably the biggest observance of the assassination ever. And it behooves everybody out there, whether you're an armchair conspiracy guy or whether you're, a disappointed and depressed veteran of the Camelot years or whatever, everybody needs to converge on Dallas in November and make sure that they don't turn it into the kind of whitewash that they typically want to do. That does remind me, there are two movies on the Kennedy assassination planned right now, right? There's Parkland, which is some kind of Tom Hanks movie that takes place in the hospital after Kennedy is assassinated. And then there's one called Dallas in Wonderland that is co-written by my good friend and publisher, Adam Parfrey. That's obviously going to take a look at much more serious issues than anything that Tom Hanks is ever. So there's going to be at least two. But the whole consciousness about the Kennedy assassination, this is the year. This is the year that, you got to talk it up. And my dog barks right on cue.
That's funny. Our neighbors here have six dogs. And sometimes they get involved in the chorus. Especially if we get into something really deep and dirty with the questions here in the Paracast. They act up. And then we have another neighbor to the other side of us here. They have five dogs.
Oh, my God. Well, I have only the one who never barks.
Maybe somebody's sneaking around outside.
You calm down, Doc.
You better check that, you know. You never know what's going on out there. You know, maybe they're coming. That's an interesting question I'm going to ask you. With all the conspiracies going around and all the strange things happening, and you've been talking about this stuff for years, and you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you are not a doppelganger. You're the original Ken Thomas. So why is it that they're not going after you, or do they consider you, well, this guy's just a crazy person, so who cares?
well,
I'm being, you know, kind of, as they say, less than serious.
Well, I co-wrote The Octopus with Jim Keith. Did you ever talk to Keith? But he's not around anymore.
Yeah, I did. He interviewed me for Black Helicopters over America, and he refused to meet with me in anywhere but a Safeway parking lot.
See, he was super paranoid, and yet they got to him. Also, I have had doppelgangers. People send me photographs. I think I got one on the bulletin board right now. Some guy standing around with a Ken Thomas name tag at one of the Laughlin conferences. Kind of looks a little bit like me, but he's not me. I've been part of a community of people that are kind of under the radar. You know, there is a level of interest in parapolitics in the entertainment world that shields the real researchers underneath, and that's the Jesse Venturas and the Alex Joneses and those kind of people. But then there are people like Jim Keith and me, Skylar Alfergan's another good one, Parfrey's a good one, Acharya S., Rob Sterling. And, in fact, in my new book, Popular Parapolitics, I have a section called Five Questions of Five Researchers. And that has Acharya S., who's been an activist in a much more dangerous field of religious culture.
We had her on the PowerCast early on, and we even had Jesse Ventura on, I guess, a year and a half ago.
Now I've challenged in this new book of mine. I've challenged Jesse Ventura to a smackdown, to go into the ring with me. and if he accepts, my plan is to. You've talked to Adam Gorightly.
We sure have. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So he's like into this wrestling, this, you know, with the masks and stuff. So I want to put a mask on him. So if Jesse Ventura pays attention to me and takes me up on this idea of getting into the ring for a smackdown, I'm going to dress up, go right, and send him into my place.
This is getting more complicated than we can imagine, ladies and gentlemen. We've got so much more with Ken Thomas and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com.
Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Yes, conspiracy theories, JFK, UFOs, all that sort of stuff. And then Ken Thomas talking about the people who've been on the Paracast over the years. Adam Gorightly, Jesse Ventura, all these people. Chris did a scene or a session for Jesse Ventura, and they cut out most of the show, at least most of Chris's participation.
Well, they whitewashed the whole thing. I mean,
Chris. Well, the show, the show is about Jesse Ventura and his Porsche and the places he gets to go and his celebrity helpers like Oliver Stone's son and his own son. And he's just not serious. I mean, I know he did one episode with David Icke, who you may or may not like, but his whole approach was to sit down. He busted in backstage at one of Icke's gigs, just sat there, crossed his arms, and said, "Show me a reptile." And Icke is like, "Well, you know, I've written 15, 20 books, and I've got a lot more to say than just that." But, you know, Ventura is just, he's just a kind of a macho guy who used to be one of those, quote, professional wrestlers and also used to be a politician. There aren't too many other kinds of liars out there. And I think he exploits the conspiracy world.
He has a bit of a grandstand, that's for sure.
Right, yeah. I see people I know on his show, and I understand that they're trying to do to him what he's doing to them. You know, they're trying to glom onto his fame and get some attention to what they're doing. And, you know, that some FaceTime, I guess, is better than none at all, but somebody needs to stand up and say, look, Jesse, there have been people like me and Jim Keese and let me name the people that are in my new book, Acharya, Rob Sterling, Joan Dark, you know, who started Paranoia Magazine, extraordinary woman.
Right.
Jonathan Zankin, who wrote the greatest conspiracies of all time book.
I found it very almost a little disconcerting that Jerry Smith, who helped put together one of their first programs on weather warfare and HAARP, died, I think, just within days of the episode airing.
That's absolutely right, actually, and that's also in my book. My tribute to Jerry Smith is a whole chapter on that in the book there. It is kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, you can't trust anything that comes close to the mainstream media is, they're all over that. That's some kind of manipulation from the intelligence world, you know, and I'm sure Jesse Ventura is part of that, the intelligence entertainment.
Let's talk about that for a minute, Ken. I've heard rumblings over the years that the History Channel is a is, you know, really closely tied into the intelligence agencies, which shall remain nameless. But what sort of research have you done looking at how much the media is manipulated by the intelligence world? Is there, do you think there's smoking gun evidence to suggest that, or do we have any sort of, I don't know, facts or figures or data that might back up that?
Yeah, well, again, all of this is kind of working off my research in JFK and Moy Island, and examples like the Route 66 show that I just went over, that you can actually see the assassination being planned on television, you know, a year before it happens, they're giving you every cue. What we talked about before, the Lone Gunman episode, you know, that one predicted 9/11 using the Promise software. So, yeah, I think, unless you want to mystify this idea of synchronicity and coincidences, that there's, you know, there's just some kind of mystical thing that connects all these facts, you got to eventually, you know, deal with the idea that that's happening for a reason, and that the intelligence community, whatever it is, they're Hollywood scriptwriters, or people are in there working with Hollywood scriptwriters. And in many cases, and if we know that, of course, it becomes important for us to monitor these shows and see what they're, you know, what they want us to think, and maybe even find out some of the things that they expect to do.
So you'd suggest here there's a deliberate effort to use these TV shows and movies to manipulate our thoughts about different issues.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of algorithm you could do.
That's one possibility, but it's also, you know, working it out themselves. You know, I mean, somebody's got to plan the assassination, right? So one good way to do that is to write it out in a script, you know, and which seems to be what has happened in these Route 66 episodes or something like that.
Well, you can also assume here that what they're trying to do is dumb down the audience. I think some of these reality shows are just absolutely totally dumb.
Well, yeah, that's television's oldest role, to keep people stupid.
Opiate of the masses.
But, you know, I'll tell you what, though, it is kind of interesting to see things like the debate between Piers Morgan and Alex Jones, and also to see that CNN getting so far from any notion of being a news organization to just being the people that get on there to moralize about gun control.
Well, of course, you have to understand, too, that's just the way things are with all news stations now. Of course, Fox News is conservative. MSNBC has the liberal bent. So if you don't take a stand and you don't express an opinion, if you just try to cover the news without basically embellishment, nobody watches.
Right, yeah, they have to exaggerate it and make it emotional. And, of course, if you try to take a strategy and say, well, I'll watch both of them. I'll watch Fox and I'll watch MSNBC, and then I'll get the full picture. Then, of course, you're watching so much television that you've been so brainwashed by the corporate entertainment media, it doesn't really matter anymore.
You have two large corporations which are trying to sell ads, and they don't care what kind of point of view is involved. They're just looking to sell ads. But let's just get into more of the things that are just really impacting public opinion. Okay, so the Kennedy assassination is for all and everyone the biggest conspiracy theory of our time, what might have really happened. Is there a number two with a bullet? What would you say the second?
Yeah,
the second most important or significant or popular conspiracy?
Well, all of the assassinations of the 60s, of course, are very, very interesting, and my own writing has been about the Promise software and the effect of, you know, of and how they kind of shoehorned in this computer system that we have now, the high-tech Shanghaiing of all human communication. That's kind of interesting to me. But really the purpose, when I started Steam Shuttle Press, was the purpose was to look at it all, to find conspiracy researchers, you know, working on every single aspect of it, because, the only reason to ever turn away is because you're exhausted, not because it isn't interesting. So I would say, personally, for me, it's the Promise software. There's conspiracy number two, JFK and Promise software. But then, of course, the UFO cover-up. You know, when you're talking about UFO conspiracy, you're talking about more than five decades of cover-up of a phenomenon that we all know exists, that we all know that the government has a lot more information than they ever want to let loose of. Maybe that would be it. UFO, JFK, UFO, Promise software. Well, I was really just ranting, so
I think we're looking for number two, and you're talking about that particular software thing.
The Promise Offer.
Right. Yeah, the whole Innslaw case.
Tenise, which of course grows out of the October surprise of the 80s and the beginning of the Reagan years. So if I was to list what I think are the most important conspiracies in history, JFK would come first. UFOs, I guess, would come second, and then the Prama software.
Okay.
But again, the current book, Popular Parapolitics, is the latest in the Popular series. I had one called Popular Alienation, another one called Popular Paranoia, and this whole notion that I put out there as a kind of a counter to being dismissed as some crazy conspiracy theorist is I don't even call what I do conspiracy theory. I call it parapolitics. And that is the whole social aspect of politics that goes on, that the prefix paranoia, means going alongside. And so what's actually going out throughout the community, throughout the country, of all the little researchers, and not just little researchers, but all the people that basically comprise an alternate history, historical understanding of the country than what the mainstream keeps trying to push down our throats. Because we're talking about Mae Brussel, Peter Dale Scott, John Judge, even Dave Emery.
Yes, indeed. We're here to speak about parallels and angles and triangles and I guess all that stuff. We have some parallel realities to discuss right now. And then we'll be back with Parapolitics and Ken Thomas with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Ken Thomas joining us as we look into parapolitics, conspiracies, whatever. So would we possibly want to theorize, Ken Thomas, that there is perhaps one reality, the mainstream reality, which is faked? It's not what's really going on. And then we have the real, actual reality, what's really happening in our world, existing at the same time. We're led to believe the so-called conventional wisdom. And when we start looking into the other stuff, we're considered, well, they're just crazy people. They're just imagining things. Right. It's not really happening, but it's entertaining. And because it's entertaining, we don't have to take it seriously. We don't have to worry about it. Is that it?
Right. That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of the maddening thing. You know, people think you're cute. You know, there's all, so if you want to talk intelligently about anything, you know, there's another conspiracy theory. I didn't hear that on CNN, so it doesn't exist. Yeah, there is that effort. There is that effort. Now, I don't know. The real effort, of course, of the mainstream media is just to sell soap, to sell things, you know, and the only reality they want you to have is that of being a consumer, a passive consumer, and they don't want you to think.
And consume, you know, shut up, and die.
Right, right. And, you know, not everybody's that stupid. That works for a lot of people. But it's, you know, the people I know who have always been my friends and also people that I don't agree with maybe most of the time. You know, Bill Cooper is a good example. And, you know, the ones I just mentioned before, Charia S., Greg Bishop, the great ufological researcher. There's people that, you know, that are dealing with actual reality, you know, and not the kind of preset bogus left-right discussion that you see on the various cable channels, you know. That's just reality. That's just what human beings are. Yeah, so what? We've got, you know, a huge machine industry that's trying to brainwash us, okay? So we got to deal with it.
It is brainwashing us again.
And every human being has a different point of view, you know, the truth has more to do with what's coming out of research, particularly people who are impassioned researchers, you know, who continue to get emotional about it or somehow maybe even connected to a conspiracy that did them wrong. You know, and just as a normal person who wants to know really what's going on and not the stupid dumb show that they want to create, that's just normal. That's just a normal way to be. It's abnormal to be some kind of brainwashed idiot who just thinks whatever's in the news is what's really going on.
Well, ignorance is bliss, and part of the control mechanism in the culture is designed to keep people dumbed down, to keep them fixated on celebrities, on, you know, consumerism, and most people really, especially in this day and age, I think are. You know, they're kept so busy with their smartphones and their computers and you know, all the distractions of video games and all this stuff. They don't have time to even think about getting themselves up to speed, informed, and just do the bare bones research to even be in a place to break out of that ignorance is bliss sort of rat race.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. And it's a kind of it's a tough nut to crack. You know, my current book is a Kindle. It's not really a book. So it's really just kind of right now only something you can read online. I feel bad about that. But, you know, this is where, you know, online is where everybody's headed. And what's interesting about this is, and I've had arguments basically with my publisher that I don't like a lot of what's happening. Some of which is, like, for instance, if you go to Amazon.com and you type in popular parapolitics, you will see a big ad for Kindle Fires and different forms of Kindle. And my suspicion is that we are selling more Kindle than we are selling copies of the book.
I'll tell you something that's even worse, Ken. The Amazon Kindle Fire is not sold at a profit by Amazon. This is something we know in the industry, in the tech field. They sell it for, maybe there's a small profit, but they sell it for roughly what it costs to make. It's sold as a loss leader. As the razor for you to buy the blade, they want you to buy the books. And they use this as a mechanism to get involved in Amazon's ecosystem. Because if you get basically a Kindle Fire tablet, it is a storefront for you to buy products and services from Amazon. That's all it's sold for. It's not like you buy, for example, an iPad or even an Android tablet where you're buying something to run software, play games, go on the web, email, everything else. With Amazon, it's all about buying products.
That's exactly right. Now, is that a conspiracy?
No, it's just a business plan. It's just that particular way of doing business. You know, so, for example, the difference being Amazon's business plan is to get you to buy a lot of stuff. Apple's business plan is to get you to buy iPads and iPhones and Macs and that sort of thing. They're basically selling the hardware, and the software is the accommodation to get you to buy the hardware.
Right. Well, what I try to get across to people is that there's a free Kindle app that if you want to get this book and you don't have a Kindle, and I'm really one of the things I try to avoid is to give anybody any excuse to not buy the book. For instance, there may eventually be a hard copy of the book, but I don't tell people that because they'll say, well, I'll just wait till that comes out. Yeah, I'm sure we're getting a lot of people saying, oh, that's on Kindle, I don't have a Kindle. But I try to stick my foot in the door and say, well, there's a free Kindle app. It's not going to cost you anything if you want to read it on the computer.
That's right. You can get a Kindle app for your Mac or PC, for an Android tablet, for an iPad, iOS product. You can all get the Kindle application, so it doesn't matter. They can get your book. Okay, we've now pushed the book. Let's get back to the theories. Okay? All right, so we pushed the book. So is there any way here, though, to actually expose anything? And the reason I say this here is, you know, once it's just a group of fringe people talking about conspiracy theories, everything isn't what we seem to think it is. Well, they can say, oh, these are just a bunch of crazy people. It's just entertainment. Don't worry about them. How do you turn that upside down so more people say, wait, this is the reality, and what you're seeing on TV, that's entertainment?
Well, it's a good question, you know. You don't get a Kennedy assassination every year, do you? But when you do see what something like that represents to democratic society, and enough people see it, you know, I don't want to get messianic or anything, but I think events this year, like in November, when people converge on Dallas, and you see how many people are actually out there not buying the crap anymore. I think that could happen. I've kind of a long time ago resigned myself to not really winning this war before I die. But the strategy that I have taken is, and I have this in my right now here in the room where I'm sitting. I've got this huge poster from the DisinfoCon, which happened in the year 2000, and its big dictum is "Find the others." And that's what I always encourage people to do. And it doesn't matter how small their followers are, how few Facebook readers they have. What matters is the content of their research. And they need to be connected and talking to each other in real ways and not just Facebook ways. And, you know, just creating, just trying to raise the intelligence level of daily discussion. I mean, that's my ambition now. I don't want to take over the world, but I do, you know, I am trying to encourage the parapolitical community, or the outside community, to pay attention to the parapolitical community just for the sake of improving their own intelligence.
So you'd say it's largely a matter, though, of not believing everything you hear, being skeptical, and at least in this case, wanting to look into other possibilities that may be more true. But let's go into the theories themselves rather than the abstracts, okay? So we obviously have the theories that Alex Jones does. And I should mention, we're on the same network as Alex Jones.
Oh, shame on you. No, actually, I like Alex Jones. And I've been a follower of Alex Jones for many years. You know, he's in A Waking Life. Have you ever seen that animated movie?
I don't recall it, no. I have to tell you,
yeah,
though. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, well, this was done when he was still just driving around Austin with a megaphone, you know, and he really was kind of a grassroots trying to stir everybody up. One of the things I don't understand, though, I mean, he's one of Jesse Ventura's informers, right? Jesse Ventura comes out to him, and he tells him where to go to find these people. And in one particular show, Ventura went out, the show we were talking about before, and just totally trashed David Icke. And yet David Icke goes on Alex Jones's show, and they're like the best of buddies.
I won't try to explain that, folks, except to explain we have Ken Thomas joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.